1-800-926-6659.
Land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network here on this Thursday, October 31st, 2024. Joining us on the line right now is our family, radio family sponsor, John Davis. He's a veteran there in Sheboygan County. He and his wife, Jamie, own MAGA Water there on Mackinac Avenue, just inside the city limits of Sheboygan. Actually, I'm going to be heading up there this afternoon to fill up our jugs. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Trucker.
You've got Sam there from Wolverine. He's buying 10 of the 4-gallon jugs and filling those up this morning.
Yes, sir. We're going to call him when they're just about finished, and we're going to call him. He's going to come up here today.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Good deal. You can, with people calling you at the phone number 231-818-9700, you can actually have their jugs ready for them to purchase and filled up with water. This is actually the best way to do it.
Yes, sir.
One of the things I want to tell people, too, is you have explained this numerous times. We've been on the radio together. But for those who have never heard the interviews, explain to them basically what is MAGA Water. Explain to them exactly what it is, all the specs on it.
Okay, MAGA Water is our pure artesian water sourced here from Sheboygan, Michigan, right here on our property. Been state certified through the state Eagle, which was DEQ. They changed it to Eagle, their name, for the past 13, almost 14 years now. And we're a PFAS-free source, meaning it's a unadulterated aquifer with the purest artesian water on God's green earth with a natural pH of 8.3, which is natural alkaline, mineral enriched, and zero hard, or pretty much zero iron, and the lowest hardness anywhere in the world. We can say with factual testing compared to Acqua Panna water in Tuscany, Italy. They're about an 8.1, and they're just about the same pH, but we're just a little higher, and their water quality is equal to ours, basically.
Now, one of the things that we've grown accustomed to, actually addicted to MAGA water, is the taste. Compared to city water, even compared to well water that's maybe even treated with a water softener or whatever, explain to people why MAGA water tastes so different than even well water that's treated or especially city water.
Great question, Trucker. Basically, because it's the high content of minerals, calcium, potassium, magnesium, and it's pretty much zero. It's zero free of iron, so you're not tasting any bad stuff. You're only tasting true, enriched, natural minerals. And our tagline is, of course, taste the pure difference. And compared to city water that most folks drink, tap water, because they're on a city treatment system, in most cases, the majority of the folks out there, wherever you're at, whatever state, you're tasting chlorine and fluoride and all kinds of stuff that they put in there, and who knows what else is in there. And there's been recent studies where there's class action lawsuits saying that fluoride can dumb your brain down and it can cause kidney cancers, bladder cancers. It's all coming out now because of technology and the internet and study and research, and we're just advancing so much so fast that it's now known facts. Proven that these things are happening, and people are more conscious and more aware now. The awareness level is at the highest level. For people won't even drink their tap water anymore. Most people, a lot of people don't.
Right. Well, again, I'm going to give out the phone number 231-818-9700. Call them. You can pre-order the jugs. They'll have them filled for you waiting, and that's the easiest way to do it. I'm going to ask John to stay through the break. We want to talk about his other business, Epoxy Pro. We'll get to your questions on that if you have any. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
There that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
I know you are a friend of mine.
everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Staying on through the break is John Davis. Not only do they own MAGA Water, but they also own a business that's been around 38 years, Epoxy Pro. Epoxy, EPOXYPRO.com is the website. John, you're wrapping up your season because of the weather, the changing, the temperatures. If people, though, have a heated space, a heated garage, barnuminium, whatever, industrial space, commercial space, as long as they have heat, you can continue to apply and install Epoxy Pro treatment systems on their concrete floors.
Yes, sir. Even in floor heating is fine too. A lot, we get that question asked a lot. Is it okay? What if we have our floors heated? I'm like, no problem. It's actually even a little better, in my opinion.
Good, good, good. Turn on the heat, get it nice and warm, grind it, put the product down, put in the specs, the flex, the colors, all the options you offer, and they can actually help cure the epoxy to adhere to the concrete.
Yeah, a good even 70 degree temperature, either air temp or floor temp, is perfect.
Good, good, good. One question, you have done a lot of jobs here in Michigan, other states, military bases, installations, different things over the years. What are you noticing? Are people choosing to do it themselves with the professional compared to the professional install? What are your numbers as far as do-it-yourselfers versus hiring you guys to professionally install it?
Another excellent question. Yes, the trend for the last, I would say, 2 to 3 years, and especially in the last year, people are, probably because of the economy, of course, they're opting and electing to do it themselves, whether it be a plant, a government facility, or a homeowner, a garage, homeowner with a garage floor, basement floor. Yeah.
Sure.
So I would say the percentile is probably 60-40, going to 70 with homeowners and do-it-yourselfers, heading towards 70%. Yep.
Basically, saving a ton of money doing it themselves. I believe you said previously $2 a square foot compared to $6 a square foot.
Yes, they save an astronomical amount if they do it themselves.
Excellent, excellent. Now, one part of doing it yourself requires renting a floor grinder. Explain that to people.
Okay, first part of the first step in floor prep is floor preparation with diamond grinding, profiling the floor, or shop blasting. We won't get into that because that's more of a contractor's piece of equipment, and most people can't rent that. But basically, the profiling of the concrete, getting it first, you clean it. If it's got dirty grease, you degrease it, and you hit a power washer with it. And if it's just a regular floor that's clean, there's no grease, and it's never been contaminated, then you can just simply sweep the floor, then diamond grind it, then vacuum it, and then fill any cracks or holes with our two-part Epoxy Pro floor patch resin. Excellent product. It's a one-and-done forever floor patch. It'll never come out of the crack or hole. And it's compatible with our coating systems, our epoxy floors. So we got to diamond grind the floor first, or a homeowner can actually go to Home Depot Tool Rental and rent a stand-up 17-inch floor sander, and they have a head attachment called Dyma Brush, and you just swivel that on, it locks on, and then you can hook up a vacuum to it like a shop vac with the hose. It'll keep the dust down, and you can just lightly diamond grind your floor yourself for a couple $100. Just got to take a trip there and back to Home Depot, and you can generally do a garage floor, whether it's 500 square feet or 1,000 square feet, in about 2 to 3 hours, and get that rental equipment back within 24 hours, and you only get like a four-hour charge.
Excellent. And I think you mentioned it's like $150-$200 is what Home Depot rents that equipment for.
Correct, yep.
Okay, so 500 square feet, folks, times $2, you're looking at $1,000. Add in the rental of the grinder, another $200. For $1,200, folks can do it themselves.
That's right, versus $3,000.
Right. Now, let me ask you this. There's videos that you have, I believe, on the website. People can watch it to see how to do it themselves.
Yeah, there are video instructions, email, electronic instructions. And what's great, too, is we have a coaching call 24/7, basically. You can call in and we can coach you through the process.
Excellent, excellent. One other question. I just got a text message. We have reoccurring water leaking in our basement. We talked to a water dry company. They say we have to deal with some drain tile issues and replace our sump pump basket. Mm-hmm. Once we do that and we eliminate the water, will this product then seal the floor permanently forever so we won't ever have to deal with this water seeping back up through the concrete?
Yes, what we'd recommend is we have a vapor barrier coating that we'd put down first. And then we would put our system on top of that. And then, as long as they don't have any more issues with the tiles and the water kicking back, then you'll be fine.
So that vapor barrier product kind of seals the concrete, and then you can put the epoxy on top of that.
Correct. It mitigates any other extra moisture, any moisture, because you're in a basement, and it's recommended to do a moisture vapor barrier in basements and areas of locations where they're prone to have moisture evident, like in spring times or rainy season times, if they're in a low area, if they're not high and dry, and if they have water issues. Yeah, then we recommend. But there's some cases where we'll just tell the customer – straightforward, if there's too much moisture content, like over 65% constantly, we can do a moisture probe test. And then we'll say, well, we just don't recommend putting any coatings down because it's going to fail. And we're right up and, honest with the customer, and we will tell them the truth.
Okay, absolutely. Now, I got another text message. Are you guys able to apply this to a covered patio outside? They have a roof pavilion kind of thing, is what he's describing to me in this text, where they do cooking, barbecue, and tables. Is this product able to be used outdoors under a covered roof?
Yes, we have an exterior product that is 100% UV resistant for exterior exposed to the sun or partially exposed, like with a patio or a venue like that.
Sure. Okay, very good. So you can do that as well. And again, yes. Being outside, I would assume that's a prime case for being somebody that could do it themselves, not having to worry about dust and things like that outdoors. They can hose it down, prep it, get it good and clean, and then apply the product.
Correct.
Okay, good. Now, another text message. How late in the season will Epoxy Pro be open if we don't have a heated space?
Yesterday.
Okay.
No, basically right now, I think we actually have our last job booked without heat for Monday in St. Ignace to Mike Shepard. He's a timber baron up there, good friend of ours. We did some other floors for him. He built a house for his father, and so we're doing his father's house, and they do not have any heat in it, but it's going to be in the 60s on Monday and Tuesday. So, but they're prepared. They have it all sealed off, and we do have some heat sources available. If we need to turn them on, we might do that for the evening because it might drop to 40 in the evening. But this
sure.
is pretty much the end of the road here till spring unless you have a heated space.
Got it. Okay, this one I'm not really sure. I'm just going to read it. He says, is this a three-step process as far as the epoxy? One of the things, we tried a different epoxy years ago and it flaked off. Is there a way to lock that epoxy to the concrete using a three-step process? Does Epoxy Pro use a three-step process?
I'm not familiar with the term. It sounds general. Three-step process. What the text might be saying is, it's the first step is to profile the concrete. The second step would be to put a base coat down, which will adhere as long as you clean and profile the concrete, like we spoke earlier on the segment. And then you put your high wear two-part polyurethane top coat, which will seal that down, the chips or the flakes, whether you elect to do flakes or chips or not, and it'll seal the epoxy with or without the chips, and you will then have a floor that will not flake or peel. And it also has to do with the quality and the products itself. We've been manufacturing our own formulations and products for 38 years, actually about 35 years to be specific.
Sure.
And it's you get what you pay for. Paint's not paint and parts aren't parts. It depends on, you know, the quality of the product as well as the floor preparation with the profiling it. Those two things, you have a win-win and no floor failure.
And people need to understand that you actually perfected this product through experimentation back some 35 years ago. You actually came up with your own formula.
I did. I started just looking at how I can get my cost of goods down and competing with other competitors and just being just a young business guy instinctively wanting to learn how I can do all this myself and save cost and do a better job, a better quality control, and so on and so forth.
So you have a better product, you feel, compared to other epoxy products out on the market?
I believe we do. I believe we have an edge because we have, you know, decades into it, you know, and experience is everything, in my opinion.
You've changed the formula over the years is what you're basically saying.
Yes, we've even developed formulas that can go into coolers. Like we're doing Harbor Springs Rec Center. We did their bathrooms and behind their bowling alley counter. We rent the shoes about in 2020. And then they have a walk-in cooler where the temps are like 35 degrees, 30-ish degrees. And Randy, the owner, called me up. His name's Randy as well. He called me up a few weeks ago and said, hey, John, the health department's getting on our backs. We got to get this floor sealed in our cooler because the paint's lifting up. And I said, well, we have a formulation for that. So that's one example. And then we have other formulations for flexible epoxy primer for wood floors or for tile floors. That, you know, so there's different types of we call them specialty coatings. So, yeah, there's been a lot of R&D over the years and in the past, and we have multiple different products and specialty coatings for specific uses and even high temps. We had a dairy farm farmer that bought products off us about 5 years ago from New York State, upper state, Amish dairy farmer, actually, and he has a big dairy operation, and he's going to be putting our Novolac epoxy, which Novolac is epoxy, a specialty coating, which is specific for high temperatures and caustic chemicals and acids, where it's resistance against the harshest acids and the harshest and the hottest environments or heat. So, yes, we have a whole spectrum of different specialty products that we've developed over the years.
Okay, very good. I think those are all the text messages. Every time I have you on, my phone blows up with questions. So
yeah, it's such a common thread, epoxy. It's so common.
Yeah. Now I'm going to give out the phone number. You can give them a call. It's a toll-free 877-703-7699. Again, 877-703-7699. Or the website, epoxypro.com. If you just text me EP for Epoxy Pro, I'll send you the screenshot. You can get a hold of John. Go to the website, check it out. But basically, we're done for the season right now if it's not heated. And you are going to be able to continue applying it if they do have heated space. I want to reiterate that.
Yes, sir. In fact, we're doing a project we started in St. Ignace. It's on State Street downtown, and it's called the Salty Mac Brew Pub. It's going to be open sometime near after the new year, and we're doing the whole space, even the brew room, the cooler, and the whole main dining room. And they even have a little coffee shop going in there, and it's going to we're doing a chocolate metallic with a satin finish, and we invite everybody up to come and visit them, the Salty Mac Brew Pub. It's going to be an amazing place when it opens, and it's going to be a good asset for St. Ignace.
Excellent, excellent. And that is in St. Ignace, and you'll have that done. When is that job going to be done?